Time now for your letters. Last week, commentator Bonnie Wolfe lamented the loss of Gourmet magazine. The November issue will be its last. Wolfe attributed the demise of Gourmet in part to a generational shift in attitudes about cooking. Megan McLaughlin of Richmond, Virginia, wrote this response.
As a 25-year-old woman, I would like to defend my generation. Despite the fact that I and most of my age group were introduced to McDonald's and other fast food chains at a very young age, we still love to cook. I am of a generation who has returned the vocabulary fresh and green into the kitchen. My generation prioritizes local and organic produce. So please, Ms. Wolf, do not assume that just because your children do not cook, that all 20-somethings do not cook.
Last week, commentator Diane Roberts talked about reconciling her love of college football with her feminist beliefs. Elizabeth Wallen of Columbus, Ohio, wrote in, "Oh, Diane, in less than 3 minutes, you summarize the internal conflict with the guilty pleasure I experience every year during college football season. Now that I know that I am not the only feminist who struggles with the game's violence and hyper-masculinity, I will sit in the stands with just a little less guilt." And finally, last week, we broadcast a report about military servicemen and women in California who use surfing as a way to deal with the physical and emotional scars of war. The report featured 21-year-old Army Specialist Joe Serino, who lost both of his legs in Iraq and is participating in the surf therapy.
It's challenging, you know, to do things that normal people can do. And when I can get out there and do it, it boosts my ego. You know, it's like, yeah, I can do it, you know, get stoked about it.
After that segment aired, we received an email from retired Lieutenant General John A. Bradley of the U.S. Air Force. He writes, "I was so impressed with Joe's attitude and determination. To think, at the age of 19, his life underwent a dramatic transformation. I have used him as an example in many of the speeches I have given in the last 2 years as I talked about the great young generation we have serving our country in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. I have been honored to be with Specialist Serino several times. I would call him a great role model and a hero." Tell us what's on your mind. Leave a comment by visiting npr.org, or you can find us on Twitter at NPR Weekend, all one word. This is NPR News.